Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, December 15th. First, the weather. It'll stay hot, with a high around 80. And the rain chance will increase to about 50%. At night, the temperature will dip to around 70. Let's get things started with COVID. The first case of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been reported in Miami-Dade County. The other two Omicron cases in Florida were confirmed in Tampa Bay and St. Lucie. Miami-Dade's Omicron case was confirmed by a private lab after it sequenced the variant in a sample it received and tested. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says her office had been notified of the local case. The new COVID variant was first discovered November 11 in South Africa, and the first U.S. case was identified in California on December 1. In transit news, Tri-Rail just revealed another setback to launching a $70 million tax-funded extension to downtown Miami's Brightline Depot. The trains are too wide for the station and may be too heavy as well. Tri-Rail is a government-run rail line between West Palm Beach and Miami International Airport. A railroad engineering report said the platform built by Brightline using public dollars has spots where the structure would hit the train steps. It's not clear what needs to be done to fix the situation. Trains could be modified to narrow the steps that form the outermost edge of the vehicles. The railroad report said the platform would need to be rebuilt if the trains can't be altered. In business, gas prices dipped in Florida the past week, but not as much as fuel analysts expected. According to AAA, the price in the state slipped 3 cents to average $3.27 a gallon. The auto club and fuel industry analyst predicted prices would go down even more, but concerns over the Omicron variant cut into those expectations. In Miami, Gas Buddy says the average price fell 3.2 cents to average $3.31 a gallon. In court, a former NFL player used a federal program offering COVID relief to small businesses to bilk the government out of more than $1.2 million. Joshua Bellamy was just sentenced in Fort Lauderdale federal court to more than 3 years in prison. The St. Petersburg man had pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in June. And finally, in travel news, Condé Nast Traveler's editors have decided that a hot Miami hotel and a luxury Florida Keys resort are among the best hotels and resorts in the world. The luxury and lifestyle travel magazine just released the results of its Gold List 2022. East Miami in Brickell and the Moorings Village in the Florida Keys were singled out for praise by editors around the world. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com, and stay healthy.